Yerushalmi Kelayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Samachay, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chofhei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Kerem Shu Natura al Pachos Medalad Amos, Ubshimon Oime Eina Kerem, Vecharam Oimim Kerem, Veroin Efeim Sois, Ki Ilu Einon. If a vineyard is planted with less than 4 Amos between the rows, Ubshimon says it's not a vineyard, Vecharam say that it is a vineyard, and we view the middle rows as non-existent. And the Gemara says, Amalehem de Ubshimon, Oisam sha'atem oimim roines emsois ki ilu einan, harihen ikar shel kerem. Rav Shimon asked the Chacham, those vines that you said that we must view as non-existent could be the primary vines in the vineyard. Amri Chananya, hada amma kishayu sheish keneged sheish, aval im hayu chamesh keneged chamesh kol amma moidi shehen roines emsois ki ilun einan. Rav Chananya says that Rav Shimon objected when it was arranged as 6x6 rows, but if it was 5x5, all agree that we view the middle ones as non-existent. Amrib Mana, had the tema kashahayu chamish keneged chamish, avo im hayu sheish keneged sheish, ilu at roye esaimsoyim ki ilu einam eilu veilu. Rib Mana disagreed. He says Rib Shimon objected when it was 5x5, but if it was 6x6, even the Chacham agreed that it's not a vineyard, since it's not known which vines will be uprooted. Mao hadad taninan roye esaimsoyim ki ilu einam. The Gemara asks, what's the meaning of the Mishnah's words that we view the middle rows as non-existent? Abamavhuna shemuta ladloisam al gabe zroim, I should say. Ravuna answered that they are not considered vines and one may even have them grow over seeds. Amrav Mana had a messiah laha da Amrav Yosi im hayu zroim besich shisha hakol asa chus lishisha gufonim mutaros vakeim asa. Rav Mana disagrees. He said that as long as they haven't yet been uprooted, they are viewed as single vines that must be distant 6 trochim. The Mishnah is a support for Rav Yosi's earlier statement that if the seeds were within 4 trochim of the rows of the vineyard and within 6 trochim of the outermost row, everything is prohibited. And if they were within 4 amos of the vineyard, but more than 6 trochim from the outermost row, the vines are permitted and the vineyard is prohibited. Shun Baba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem shehen chalukim kan, kach chalukim b'shchunas gvois. Shun Baba, citing Rabbi Yochanan, said that just as the Tanaim disagree here, so too they disagree over a burial ground, which is a Mishnah in Maseches Nazir, that it teaches that if a person found 3 graves with gaps of 1 amma between them, it's assumed that to be a burial ground and he must check a distance of 20 ammas in every direction in order to establish that there are no more graves. If the 3 graves didn't have an amma gap between them, it's not assumed to be a burial ground. Yochan said our dispute between Rav Lezer and Chachamim also applies there. The Chacham reasoned that if we would remove the middle graves so that the remaining graves would be correctly distanced, it's a burial ground since we view the middle graves as if they are non-existent. Rav Shimon disagrees though, and he reasons that we do not say we view as if. Amar Biyona, Veloidamye, Taman Mavochim, Rutsafan, Ratsfan, Yeshlem Shchunas Kvois, Rutsufim Mavochon, Elem Shchunas Kvois. Rav Biyona disagrees, he says no, they're not comparable. There, if originally they had been sufficiently distanced and then more graves were added between them, all would agree that it's a burial ground. But in contrast, if the graves had been too dense and he had removed some in order to correctly distance the remaining graves, it's not a burial ground since originally they were not buried in that way. But here, if the vines had been spaced out and he planted in between them, thereby making the remaining ones more dense, this is the case of their dispute. And if they had been dense and he spaced them out by removing some, all agree that it's a vineyard. From Taman, I should say, Ma pligin b'shebar matzam v'sufin. Over what is the dispute there about the graves? When he came and found them close together, but it's unclear whether they were originally buried in that way, meaning that it was not a burial ground, or whether additional graves were added later, but it had originally been established as a burial ground. Rav Shimon Oimer, Oimani, gal nofal aleihem v'radzvan v'rabonan amrin muvochim hein v'radzvan. Rav Shimon says that I say that a heap of stones fell on them and buried them together, but it was not a burial ground. Rabban says that they were originally spaced correctly, as it was a burial ground, and other graves were later added there.